Hello, my name is Hector, calling you with opinion survey. We are conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Does anyone in your home work for a radio, television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work for a political campaign?
No.
Thank you so much for letting me know that, ma'am. And well, in this case, as you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the primary election for the United States Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local office in Monroe County, like County Commissioner, on this coming Tuesday, August 20? You're definitely going to vote. You're most likely going to vote. You're not going to vote?
But I don't know who I'm going to vote for yet locally.
Oh, you're going to vote?
Yes, but I'm not sure for who.
Okay. But you don't know yet, but in this case, you're going to vote.
Yes.
Understood. And with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Okay, understood. And what is your main racial background? Hispanic, Asian American, white, Caucasian, African American?
White, Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you so much for that. And what is your age? Between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
Thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, in this case, generally speaking, would you say that things in Monroe County right now are going on the right direction, or is going on the wrong direction?
Well, I don't know. The whole country is going in the wrong direction.
Okay, wrong direction. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And from the following list that I'm going to tell you right now, which issue you think that is the most important to take care of here for the official in the Monroe County? Affordable housing, illegal immigration, crime and public safety?
Well, they're all bad. Illegal immigration, I think, is one of the top. Crime and safety is up there, too.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, in this case, now I'm going to tell you the name of some public official in Monroe County and across the county. So if you're familiar with that, you let me know if you're in favor or not in favor, okay?
I'm not familiar with the issues yet.
So. Oh, no, I'm talking about persons. Official.
I'm not familiar with the – I really don't know who's who. I haven't really looked at it. To be honest with you, when is the voting? I thought the voting
it's
was in
August
November.
The 20th.
Oh, August the 20th. I see.
Yeah.
No, I don't know yet. I really haven't paid much attention. Hello? I won't know until it gets closer.
Okay. Perfect. Not a problem. Just give me 1 second. Just give me 1 second, because I totally understand that the fact that you say that you don't know too much about this candidate right now. So when in this case it's closing and in the date of the voting, so well, you're going to start to study people, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, perfect. Just give me 1 second. Perfect, so that's not a problem. So thank you so much for letting me know that in this case. And, well, perfect, so thinking ahead of the primary election for these Monroe County Commissions, so if you vote today, you think that you're voting in this case for the Republican Holy Mariel, Holy Mariel Rashane, Melissa Tomei, Paul Wunderlich, or you don't know on the side?
I don't know.
On the side. Okay, understood.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for letting me know that. And do you approve or disapprove of the work that in this case Holly Merrill Rashane is doing as a county commissioner? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Strongly disagree. And all of the, and well, in this case, all other things being equal, which of the following criteria will you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who has never held elected, a candidate who has never held elect office and want to bring a fresher perspective, or a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and want to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
A new candidate.
New candidate.
The first one.
And not a problem. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast? Developing too fast? Too
yes.
slowly?
Yes,
or
I am.
About right?
Too fast. Too fast.
Too fast?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Not a problem. Just give me 1 second then. Let me put too fast.
How many more questions are there?
Oh, we almost finished. Just 8. It's not too much. And which of the following is more important to you when you decide your vote in the election for Monroe County Commissions? A candidate position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes and fighting crime, or a candidate position on future development in Monroe County?
Crime, fighting crime.
Fighting crime? Okay, perfect. And do you in favor or in this case, you're in favor to the plan to bring a public grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
I live in Key West. I don't know what's going on in Tavernier.
Oh, not a problem then. Not a problem. And well, in this case, so you say that you don't live there, right?
Yeah.
And you don't know the other, and now thinking into account everything that you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were today, among them with the following candidates, you will vote. Holly Merrill Rashane, a Republican candidate, and Melissa Tomei, Republican candidate, or Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate? Or you're undecided?
Either undecided.
Undecided. Perfect. And if you have to, well, so you will know, in this case, let me ask you this real quick because we almost finished. You will know, be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish our classification purpose only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? More than 5 years?
I've lived here for 10 years. 10 years.
10 years. Okay, perfect. And if you were to label yourself, will you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Conservative. Okay, and what is the last grade of formal education that you complete?
Some college.
Okay, well, that's all the question, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and answer the question. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have an amazing day, okay?
You too. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah.